Now he's just following orders. Mark Maron.
No, I'm not, man. I'm fighting the man. I'm fighting the man. I'm taking the fight to the man, to the streets,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, those were your orders.
Hey, that's... What?
Those were your orders.
Oh, now you're screwing with my head, dude.
Yeah, man.
You're twisting it up, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm all messed up. So right now, people, as usual, our regular... She's a regular guest now because she's so damn good at what she does, both things that she does. She's our movie critic, and of course, she's an old hand at entertaining. She's our prostitute slash movie critic. And she's not ashamed of that. Svetlana, as
Maxima Scholes,
I'm never going to get
you're
that.
You're doing great, Mark.
I'm never going to get
you're
that.
You're a polyglot, truly, really.
So, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Did it happen last night? What happened?
Well,
did you go?
I went on my first date in 5 years.
Oh, congratulations!
It's a big deal. Thank you. You have to understand, Mark. I don't get out much. People usually come into me.
Uh-huh.
You like that little fun?
I
know you like fun. He's the fun master. The point is, Mark, prostitution limits your nightlife. You know, it limits your nightlife. It's very embarrassing to go to movies and see 14 clients there with their wives and children. So I stay in. I keep it simple.
Sure.
But I was at Target yesterday buying a. The fuzzy toilet seat. I always wanted one of those.
Yeah.
The fuzzy toilet seat.
They don't have those in Russia?
No, not so much. It's more plastic and steel.
Oh,
cold
okay.
steel appliances.
Yeah.
This very handsome gentleman came up to me and said, would I like to go to movies with him?
Uh-huh.
And I said, of course, $40 to take me to movies, $55 with manual activity. You know how it works.
Yeah.
But he said, no, you don't understand. It's press screening for United 93. You know
so,
this movie?
Oh, so this is the movie you went to see. I knew you were going to go. I just wasn't sure if you went.
It was between that or Inside Man, which we saw last week. I went to see again for Clive Owen's buttocks. But I said, and I said to him, I said, 1993, what kind of idiot takes hot date to movie about September 11th?
Yeah, no
oh,
kidding.
You're so nice and hot. Let's go see Hotel Rwanda. I mean, it's a putz, right?
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? I'd already seen the Big Love episode last week. I said, you know, go out on a date.
Uh-huh.
Have fun. Live life.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
So last night, for 2 hours, we tortured ourselves, reliving what it is like to be on this flight. Every horrifying moment, minute to minute torture.
Yeah,
I mean, Gulag is Disneyland compared to this movie.
So not a comfortable movie.
No, that is understood.
Yeah.
And at one point, of course, you know, the passengers attack the terrorists,
sure,
right?
Yeah,
this woman behind me starts clapping and cheering. I get so angry, I throw popcorn on her and beverage.
No.
I said, what do you want? This is Harrison Ford movie? You think Jake Gyllenhaal is going to come out of cockpit with Kirsten Dunst and say, thank you for saving me? Idiots.
Yeah, that's true, because we know how it's going
to
end.
It's sad. Sad. It's not like cheer. Oh, you know, I have to tell you, Mark, this was a hard movie for me to see for many reasons beyond the obvious ones.
Uh-huh,
I have seen the decline of these people. I'm talking about the terrorists.
Really?
Yes. You may not know this about me, Mark, but I was a big hit on the Afghan circuit back in 89.
No kidding.
I brought my girls to give local boys sexual release.
Uh-huh,
it's a smart business move. I mean, they're young boys, no direction in life, too hung up on tradition, you know, and the local girls weren't cutting it.
Uh-huh.
They
weren't
cutting it.
You're actually talking about the Afghanis.
The Afghanis and the other people, the Lebanese, whoever was coming for training at that point, all the surrounding areas.
Yeah, it was hard to know. Sure,
Lebanese,
sure.
All look the same to me. I'm sorry. I'll be honest. People say that about me, say it about Asians. I don't care. But they all look somewhat, you know, very.
Okay,
ethnic.
All right. But you're there to service whoever needs to be
they
serviced.
Need
so you're not judging.
Yes,
on
no judging.
Right,
business
right.
is business.
Okay.
And I was a youngster then. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I got involved with a particular boy at the time. He's tall, lanky fellow, broad shoulders, severe abandonment issues. Of course, I'm talking about Osama bin Laden.
No.
Yes, I called him Sammy back then.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Now remember, Mark, this was before he became hardcore extremist. He was still thinking about career in marketing, maybe mortgage lending. He was talking about dental assistant position.
Uh-huh.
This is before he had the change of heart.
So he's sort of a weekend warrior then.
Well, he was up and coming in the ranks, but he was still thinking, let me go something stable.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh,
stable career for family. And I have to say, Mark, just between you and me and anyone who happens to be an earshot, best lover I ever had.
No.
Yes. The sensuality. Uh-huh. The beautiful long hands. Magic fingers. I said, Sammy, you have magic fingers.
Wow.
I said this to him.
Uh-huh.
I did. He appreciated it.
Uh-huh.
So attentive. Svetlana, what do you like? What can I do to make you feel good? Touch you here. Touch you there. Fantastic. Fluent in Russian, by the way.
Really?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fluent in Russian.
Uh-huh.
You know, quoted Pushkin to me, quite better than my Uncle Vlad ever did. He really did. And it was a very passionate affair, Mark. And this is hard for me because it's personal stuff. And you know me, I'm usually very business, but this was a difficult...
It's making me a little uncomfortable.
I can feel the tension in the room. He had this mystique and I got caught up in the moment.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the more we hung out, the more I learned of his beliefs and his views, just didn't seem that attractive to me anymore.
Uh-huh.
I have standards, Mark. I don't sleep with anybody.
Sure.
Almost, but not everybody.
Yeah.
So I took my girls and left. We had a little, you know, farewell shindig in the cave, you know, basics, pickles, pita, Irina Medikesarol. It was very emotional. And he was heartbroken. I mean, the letters I would get from this guy, love you forever, Osama. Come back, your Sami is waiting. Life has no meaning without you. It was horrible for years.
I'm starting to get the feeling that the bitterness of losing you might have caused
it
us.
Don't give me that response, because I had nightmares about that, Mark. My father called me. He said, it's all because of you. Bastard whore. I said, I am a whore, but I'm not a bastard. You're alive. So anyway, he started getting jealous and nasty. He said, heard you with Matt Dillon last night. Does he touch you the way I touch you? Does he give you, do you give him a discount? That one was really stung, Mark. Really stung. I finally wrote back. I said, you know what? Sama, you are becoming a monster. Leave me alone. But he couldn't. It was an obsession.
Oh, man.
In fact, I got an email from him last week.
Get out of here.
I brought it. Do you want to hear it, Mark? Yeah. I did bring it.
Here, you brought an email from Osama bin Laden.
I printed out. I don't like to read on computer screen. I like to print out, and actually I write by hand, and I have somebody type it.
You know,
for
he
me.
Released a tape to the world, but he sent you an email.
We have more. Well, he tried tapes with me. I said, you know what? I have DigiBay. I have Betacam. What do you call the old system?
Right.
Betamax. Betamax.
What did he say on, the,
okay,
that, on this email?
Okay, here we go. Here, I have it here. Okay. Dear Svetlana, it's Osama. He's an idiot. Of course it is. Just so you know, I'm in Paris with my new girl, and she is much prettier than you and has nicer ass. Which I know is impossible, Mark.
Yeah.
We are eating chocolate croissants near Centre Pompidou and having good time. Take that.
Wow.
Such a child. It's a child. Uh-huh. It's a child. Oh, there's more. Here. Please come see me. I'm at 45 Rue de Saint-Germain at the Best Western. He was always a cheap schmuck. Always a cheap schmuck. I'll be here soon Thursday. Love you forever, Osama bin Laden. Like I didn't know.
So you all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. The memories are flooding back.
Do you think maybe you should turn him in?
Well, Mark, you know, I try to do good in this world. You know, Svetlana can break hearts, but I am a responsible citizen, and I am citizen. Uh-huh. I am legal citizen. Uh-huh. I called the vice president. Client, of course, client. And told him about Sami's whereabouts. But he said, sorry, Svetlana, I can't very well send our people to Paris on just a hunch.
Mm.
Idiot.
Yeah, they don't know who they're dealing with.
Paris.
Yeah.
Paris, France, Pats.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mark, I have to go. I'm going to stay in and watch a movie tonight. I'm not going out on dates anymore.
No?
You know, something light and fun. Rick Santorum, client, recommended to me last week, House of Sand and Fog. He said it's a fun film.
Fun film.
He said fun for everyone.
So I guess ultimately what we've learned a lot today about you, and we've learned that the movie, United 93, actually tedious and hard to sit through.
Very hard to sit through, and what's the point? I mean, you know, it's not like we are illuminating issue that's not... Oh, the cabaret dancers are coming out
now.
Yeah,
do you want to dance on the
break? I'd like to. I'm wearing my little tutu.
I know you are. So why don't you hang out and do that? And we know where Osama is. And just, you heard it here first. Cheney said he didn't care, didn't believe Svetlana. We'll be back in a minute.